The Lemon Twigs came by our studios the other day, two brothers whose sound channels decades long past, and so does their look. We're talking peak 1970s, shag haircuts, oversized tinted aviator shades, high-waisted bell-bottom jeans.
Well, don't you think it just looks cooler?
It does.
So then that's it.
That's Michael Daddario, the younger brother. He's 18. And as we talked, it became clear he loves to needle his older brother, 20-year-old Brian. The Daddarios have been making music since they were tiny and always, always obsessed with the Beatles.
That was like our lives at a certain point. You know, we'd put on all the movies and all the documentaries and just pretend to be them.
Yeah.
You know?
Who were you? Which Beatle?
I would alternate, I think. Uh-huh. But when we were talking to each other, I assigned myself Paul and I assigned him Ringo.
Yeah. That was funny. We used to have the little replicas of the guitars, the Rickenbackers and the Hofner, and they would be really, really tiny, but we would play them like they were actual guitars.
How old would you have been?
Two or...
Whoa. Really?
Three. Yeah, for me. I mean, he would have been like five or something.
Yeah.
But that went on for years, you know.
The Daddario brothers still live with their parents in the Long Island home where they grew up. They even share a bedroom and have turned the basement into their recording studio. They first performed on stage when they were in kindergarten and second grade, and they've always been in a band together.
We're out playing music and acting our parts, but we're not too high and mighty not to laugh at before. We have large.
Now, as the Lemon Twigs, Michael and Brian split the songwriting, and they play everything. Guitars, piano, drums, bass, cello. They come by it naturally. Their mom did musical theater. Dad is a longtime studio musician. So growing up, music was all around them.
It was, you know, a lot of that classic rock stuff, Beatles, Beach Boys. It was a lot of British Invasion stuff in the beginning.
Michael?
My dad loves McCartney, and, you know, McCartney's his favorite Beatle, and Our mom loves, like, lyrics and stuff. Our mom loves, like, Tom Waits and...
John Prine and...
Yeah.
Leonard Cohen. Then, like, Stephen Sondheim, like, Les Mis.
You mentioned Broadway. You're both on Broadway, I think, in Les Mis and in Little Mermaid, also in TV and film. And there's one song in particular, the song Beautiful, that I can hear as a song from a musical. Let's play a little bit of that.
What he sees are minnows which flinch with each drop of the rain.
Brian, I think this is one of your songs, yeah?
Yeah.
And I don't know, am I wrong? I could totally hear this on a stage.
Yeah, I think that the great songs of our time, a lot of them are from musicals. And I think that's a style that really transcends a lot of different decades.
What is the dynamic for you two? I mean, to be working this closely as brothers, is there much friction? I mean, how do you collaborate so tightly?
Creatively, it's been pretty healthy ever since we started enjoying each other's music, you know?
Well, openly. We just get out of each other's faces.
Yeah. But there's like a looming question of like the fact that we split the duties and we fill up an album with half my songs, half Michael's songs, basically.
What's the looming question?
The looming question is...
I'm still waiting on the looming.
It's looming so much that I'll never get to it.
Do you have a vision of yourselves maybe 10, 20 years from now? What does that look like, Michael?
My dream is to just have a residency somewhere like Vegas or something. Wherever I live, uh-huh. I would really like to just play the same place every week.
Brian?
I guess, like, you know, I'd like to write a musical. I'd like to...
Not me, baby. Not me.
Put on your hat. Don't stay.
Just give me a guitar, a drummer, bass player, a couple people in the audience, and I'm, like, right there.
And a brother, maybe?
Maybe.
I'll be in the audience.
I'll be like, when's the reunion tour happening, Michael? I'm dying out here.
I've been trying to run a musical for 35 years.
Brian and Michael D'Addario, they are the Lemon Twigs. Their new EP is Brothers of Destruction. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.